The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up and saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins, he said, "I tell you truly, this poor woman put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, probably every single one of us looks at this poor woman with great affection, right? We wish, oh my gosh, I would love to do the same, but it's not something that we can imitate because none of us has just two coins to our name. And actually, if you're like me, there might be times where you almost feel jealous, like, gosh, I wish I had nothing so that I could give everything. Our Lord does not give us the example of this poor woman as something to admire, but precisely as something to imitate. Because every single one of us is poor. And I don't mean financially, I mean spiritually. We are all supposed to see ourselves as that poor woman because we are her. But we will never imitate her unless the desire of our heart is, Lord, I want to be someone who in my poverty gives everything. And that I don't hold back because I am poor. You know, because oftentimes we look at this lady and we think, well, gosh, it's easy if you have nothing. You know, two coins, so of course I could give everything. But if you only had two coins, wouldn't you hold on to those with your dear life? Right? We too are poor. And in our poverty, we try to cling to ourselves. Gosh, I have so little to give. How can I really give everything? In general, our Lord only asks us to give of our surplus. Right? He doesn't expect anything more than that. Whether it's our time, our energy, our emotional outpouring, you know, our physical strength, whatever it might be, I just want you to give of your surplus. But there will be occasions, and every single one of us experiences this, where he asks us to give all. And in general, we just have a sense in a given moment, okay, I'm supposed to do this thing, right? This is something our Lord is asking. And those times are actually a little bit easier than the other occasions where he just simply gives or takes something from us in a given moment. Right, it might be an illness, a suffering that he sends our way. It may be an unexpected pregnancy. Right, our Lord has blessed us with another child. Oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? It may be somebody who is entrusted to us that we're called to take care of. A sick parent, a relative, a friend. But we will never give all. Or in those moments, we will hold back unless the disposition of our heart is, Lord, I want to be someone who in my poverty is willing to give you everything. Let us ask that grace of him today.